There's an episode of the TV show Portlandia I always think of when the city talks about naming. In it, a group of neighbors try to rename 15th Avenue in Portland. After some discussion, they can't settle on one name, so they go with all of them.
Turn left on Martin Luther King Sr., Mel Blanc, Kookapoo, Steve Jobs, Ken Kesey, Music, Film History, Calligraphy Street.
The same thing happens in Austin. In 2007, the city got more than 100 suggestions to name what is now Butler Park. Council members were torn, so they gave the park one name, a hill in the park another, a fountain in the park another, and so on. But they're trying to stop this. A new ordinance from the department would give parks its own protocol to follow, including limiting names to only facilities. Staff is also considering requiring all parks be named after people who have been dead for at least 2 years. Right now, you can name parks after those still alive. Gregory Montez is with the Parks Department. He admits the proposed new ordinance can only do so much.
Well, I'm not quite sure that an ordinance can remove the emotional attachment or emotional feelings that someone has.
This is often why the city okays several names, hoping not to hurt anyone's feelings. The proposed ordinance will go back to boards and commissions next month. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.